Welcome to Foxcast, a podcast for clinicians made by clinicians. It's brought to you by Fox Rehabilitation. Find out more at foxrehab.org.
Welcome to Foxcast Physical Therapy here at CSM 2018 in New Orleans, day two of our coverage with 17,000 of our closest friends and colleagues, joined with Dr. Tim Fox. Welcome to your show.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good to be on my show.
covering CSM day two, bright and early. We're in sixth gear as soon as we get out of bed.
10 after 8.
You've already done a talk.
That's it, yeah.
We've already done an hour talk.
We did. We were on a panel with Dr. Carol Lewis and some other colleagues.
Well, you know, how do we move forward the practice of geriatrics and clinical care of the older adult?
Yeah.
We need to get a little more aggressive. That was some comments that I made to the audience that we promote strongly at Fox, but we got to do a better job as a profession, collectively.
Yeah.
PT is very fragmented. We've got to come together. And you know, that was one of my messages to the president of the APTA when we were down in D.C. at the CEO roundtable a couple of months ago. It was like, we got to come together collectively, pool our resources, and get an aggressive PR program going. You know, we're all treating the same thing, whether in sports medicine, geriatrics, neurology. We're all worried about our clients' functional health. One strong message over that area would be highly impactful.
Let's not be scared to be aggressive in what we're passionate about, because we know what we do. We say what we sell here is human movement, human independence.
Yeah, we've got a floating around the conference now on some things. This our PT in Motion publication.
Their magazine.
But we're talking about medical marijuana and physical therapy, and I guess this is a trendy topic right now, right? I looked at this. I was sat waiting for my name tag, actually. I'm like, well, you know, I've never seen a front page cover in PT in Motion talking about medical wellness and functional wellness.
Right.
Like, these aren't new topics, and we need to make those trendy. Why is functional wellness not on the front cover of PT in Motion when we've got a trendy topic because it's popular right now with opioids, et cetera, in our nation? But, you know, why should we have to wait for something to become trendy to start screaming it from the rooftops?
Right. This is the low-hanging fruit.
That's it.
It's trendy. I get it.
Yep.
You know, it gets you to open the cover. Right. But let's do the, you know, the important work, which is hard.
Yep.
If it were trendy and somebody would have knocked that out years ago, it's hard. But it's the important stuff to do.
Completely. Considering the impact on the population, their functional health and wellness within the community, and slowing down institutionalization, all the good things that physical therapy can do for our old adult clients to keep them thriving, let's say, right?
You know, we like to think that we do a very good job at Fox Rehabilitation of promoting. You know, you don't see a picture leave the practice via social media or anything unless it's a PT in the picture. We don't stock image it.
That's it, right?
That's not our thing.
It's all us.
You know?
It's all our people. That's what we do at Fox. So, unlike anything else.
Yeah. So what's it going to take? Do we just keep running around? I mean, you know, you're not shy about saying this and getting in people's faces in a great way.
Geez, you know, this morning it was geared towards students and having the students change the mindset, right? I guess we as a society have to say, where do we want to be when we're 100? Like, Jimmy, how long do you want to live for?
Yeah.
And we've got this false impression of how old are you going to be? How long to those out in TV land, how old do you want to be? How long do you want to live until? And what do you want to be doing? That's what it is. What do you want to be doing? What's your vision? Like, how do you internalize that vision of what it is that you want to be doing?
Yeah, medically well, but functionally sick.
I want to be riding my motocross bike at 106 years old and getting some air. That's what I want to be doing.
I think
with a good Fox PT, we could do that.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. And I love when you get people together and you say, we're doing a town hall at 6 o'clock in the morning, 6:30.
Yep. Yep.
And all those people show up and they say, okay, I'm here. Yeah. Feed me. What do I have to do? Give me some passion. And then we want that discussion to continue. That's really what this show is about, is what are we going to talk about next? What should we do? Which direction are we going? Love that.
It is. Yeah. My dream is that it shouldn't have to be a Fox clinician that can dose clients properly, but you know, we've got a role in to serve society and educate the profession and about what are the age-based normative values and where should clients X, Y, Z, and age be as they go through the continuum.
Anything else you're looking forward to here at CSM?
The energy here is palpable. I'm so proud of my Fox colleagues, the sea of orange that represents just excellence in what it is that we do. And I just want to thank everybody that puts a lot of time and effort and energy into pulling this all together, because I know it's not easy, but we've got one hell of a good message, and it's strong and it's good and it's consistent. We do great work.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty proud of that.
Want to congratulate also, you know, we'll single some people out, all those Fox GCSs who put a lot of time, effort.
22,
that's
Jimmy.
That's a lot.
Come on.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to be there at the opening ceremonies, but I heard there was a massive crowd and waves of oranges.
We were those people, and we're cool with it, because we knew all of our colleagues walking across that stage, they put the time and effort. Everybody. That's the thing. Let's be excited about clinical excellence.
Mm-hmm. That said, I support that, and that's, you know, day one of this practice is clinical excellence and making sure that we keep the bar high, push each other, apply the latest evidence to practice, and make great outcomes and results for our clients.
Yeah.
That's a win.
I love that. You're ready to go.
That's a win. I'm rare. It's only 8:10, and we got a whole day to go here.
So we started this kind of tradition. I started with Dr. Will Dieter. The last question we ask on the show is your foxtail.
Okay. It.
So I ask other clinicians, why did you start working with Fox? Why do you continue to work with Fox? But you started this.
Yeah,
this
I started this crazy thing.
Why'd you do that? What's your foxtail why you began this practice?
I was frustrated with my clients under the Med-A system, just discharging, having nowhere to discharge them to. I know they'd need to go to the local outpatient clinic. I even know the guy's name still that I'd send them there to, and they would never show up. They would never make it. So just out of sheer frustration, I stuck my head into Medicare CMS transmittals back in 98 and found that we could treat our clients not just in a traditional home care setting, but also, or a traditional outpatient clinic, but also in their homes and residences under Med B,
house
and outpatient
calls.
House calls.
Yeah.
Outpatient on wheels, house calls. Yeah. And so there we opened up a whole new level of access for those clients that couldn't receive care. And actually, I'm proud of that because it falls under our, as a physical therapist, and you know this, it falls under our code of ethics that we have a moral and social responsibility to meet the unmet needs of society. And we filled a big hole and we're going to continue to fill it orange.
Love it. Covering CSM 2018. Glad.
Right.
Thank you for stopping by. I know you're already in sixth gear, up at 5 in the morning going. Thanks for doing this.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Dr. Tim Fox, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Foxcast Physical Therapy, a clinically excellent podcast. It's brought to you by Fox Rehabilitation. Listen to other episodes or read articles and position papers at foxrehab.org.